Ya Allah, grant me anything that's most pleasing to you. Ya Allah, grant me anything that's most pleasing to you.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mandi Channel, welcome to another series of behavior issues. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, we have covered various topics in this series. Today we will be talking about mindset. So inshallah, before we move on to our topic, let's listen to a benefit of reciting peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Tariqat Amil Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya writes in the blessing of Salatul Salam, the first narration of Durood Sharif, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites Salat upon me one time, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 blessings upon him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today our topic is mindset. Inshallah azza wa jal, today we'll be talking about regarding the mindset of children, mindsets of parents, mindsets of teachers. We could say there's a huge range of mindsets. Everyone has their own mindset. So what is mindset, Dr. Sal, first of all?
Mindset is a very common phrase. Everyone actually will have their own interpretation of what mindset is or what mind is. And many times on daily basis, people are heard making a reference to this person's mindset or that person's mindset. However, from a psychological point of view, from a behavior psychology point of view, mindset has got a specific definition. In this regard, from a psychological point of view, that what the mindset is, it's about people's beliefs about their abilities, about their intelligence, and about their talents. That is called the mindset. So what I believe about my abilities, about my talents, and about my intelligence is called mindset. And then it has got two further classifications. And from a behavior point of view, these are the root of our personality. So one type is called fixed mindset and one type is called growth mindset. And both of these terms, fixed and growth, they actually mean what the mindset is. So someone with a fixed mindset, whether it is a child or a person, whether you're adult and so forth, you will come across these people in your life, that now when I will actually mention these things, you may start labeling, he has got fixed mindset, he's got growth mindset. However, this is not to label others.
It's to understand oneself.
To understand yourself. And for a teacher to understand the students and for the parents to understand their children so that they can change the mindset of that child.
Yes, the way it sounds like, Dr. Saab, is everyone has a fixed mindset, because when you look at someone else, you think, oh, his mindset is fixed. He's not going to change. Right? So ideally, we would be thinking everyone has a fixed mindset, or does he actually, people's minds actually change, or...
Basically, people can be trained to shift from fixed mindset to growth mindset. And this is what is happening in the schools. And we can actually, with the benefit of this episode, we can apply this in our daily life as well. And it's never too late. You can always shift to a certain extent this fixed mindset into growth mindset. So what is fixed mindset? Someone who has this fixed mindset, they believe about themselves that whatever abilities they were born with, whatever talents they were born with, and whatever intelligence they were born with is what they have. They believe that their abilities cannot improve, their talents will not improve, their intelligence cannot improve or can get better.
So this is not about fixed mindset in believing that only I can do it. Here you're talking about a fixed mindset in that they think they can't improve more.
Exactly. In that particular individual, what is his own beliefs about himself? So if we are talking about children, so let's talk about a child trying to do something and they fail in doing that task, whatever that task may be. For example, let's take the example, child coming and doing homework at home, mathematics. And he looks at his homework and he gets something wrong, or he doesn't know that what he needs to do, and he says, I can't do it. That's what will come out of his mind, I can't do it. And if the parent will say, better try, he said, it doesn't matter, even if I try, I won't be able to do it. I'm not intelligent. I'm not clever. This child has got fixed mindset.
I thought normally this is a way of getting out or getting away with not doing
the Not at work. All, not at all. And if this child's fixed mindset is not changed into what we call as growth mindset. Now, what is growth mindset? Someone who's got growth mindset, they will believe that, okay, they were born with certain level of abilities. They were born with certain level of talent. They were born with certain level of intelligence. However, if they work hard, if they try hard, if they have more and more experiences, their abilities will get better, their talents will get better, and their intelligence will improve. Now, this child, when he does something and he fails in achieving that task, he will actually analyze, no, let me try it again. I may be able to do it. Let me try it again. I may be able to do it. And then the more attempts they have at doing something, they will succeed. And this success will then reinforce this idea in their mind. Yes, they didn't think they could do it, but they made an effort and they were able to achieve this. This child will be a high achiever in his life or her life. Whereas the one with the fixed mindset, he will actually be a failure in his life. And parents and the teachers, they can change. For example, this child who is sitting and saying, I can't do my homework. Now, if the parents were to now go to the child and open up his homework, they will see he's already solved some of the easy ones. Okay? Now, the parents can say, beta, you were able to multiply 2 by 3 and you got the correct answer, which is 6. You made an effort and you were successful. Let's try at this one as well. And break it down for the child. Let him do it, but just support him. Don't do it for him. Let him make the effort, but you are just supporting him in terms of encouragement and making that effort. Whether it takes 5 minutes or 10 minutes, he will be able to do that. Our task as a parent and as a teacher is we do not get angry. If we get angry, we get tense, and we say, you can't do it, we are reinforcing that child's fixed mindset. I can't do it. So rather than shifting his fixed mindset into growth mindset, the parents or the teachers will actually further reinforce this ideology of fixed mindset, and there we go. The parents will be shouting at him, he will be crying, homework doesn't get done, and it's not just this homework. Now everything that this child does, he will think to himself, I can't do it. And when the parents will say to him, beta, go and do this, he will be apprehensive. It's not because he's lazy or she is lazy. They are afraid of failure, because the failure exposes their abilities and the talents and intelligence, and they already believe that our abilities, talents and intelligence cannot improve no matter how hard I try. So to save themselves from that humiliation, the child will not try. It's not that they're lazy, they're not doing it. They are trying to save themselves from that failure and that humiliation that challenges their abilities and talent and intelligence.
Except one thing here come to my mind is that what happens with a child is sometimes, you know, a child wants to achieve that goal, but he's failed so much time. Like, for example, you just take an example of sport, for example. A child has tried to score a goal, he's always missed. Right. How can he make this remove this fixed mindset of he's always missed, he's always missed? How is to overcome that that nature?
Now, yeah, I mean, it's quite common that you will come across a problem which you cannot solve. So there are two things you can do. Either break that down into easier steps and go back to doing the easy steps and then reinforcing yourself or the parents reinforcing the child that yes, you managed to, for example, let's take this example. The child wants to jump to stair number 6. Mm-hmm. He's going to fail every time. He's not going to be able to jump to stair number 6. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to do something which is beyond his abilities. So he needs to develop. So he needs to go into the first step, second step, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth step. So parents or the child themselves, they need to analyze that is it something that I'm trying, I don't have the skill to do it, and I'm trying to achieve something which is much more than, you know, that I can do. Very commonly, children will compare themselves with another child. If you compare, and this is same, this also goes for the parents who have the ability of comparing their children with each other. Oh, he's good and you are not good. This is a recipe for disaster. Everyone has got their own abilities. If I'm good in 9 things, there are 6 things that I'm not good at. You know, even the most successful individuals, they also have weaknesses. So parents or the children themselves, never compare yourself with the other child or with the other person. You have to compare yourself with yourself. You have to look at it, what achievements you are making. Now, it is not about who is where. This person who is here today and you are here. And if you are persistent with small success, eventually you will actually surpass this person. Eventually. So, don't compare yourself because this person, you know, who's not being able to, you know, goal or whatever, he may be comparing themselves with the other that he's able to, why I can't. Everyone's different. Even the 2 6-year-old child or 2 10-year-old children, they're not the same. Their abilities, their talents are different. It's about realizing your own abilities, talents, and intelligence, and then trying to improve them on step-by-step basis is what if they do, hopefully, that may actually help them achieve what they're trying to do. One other thing is that, okay, yes, you can't achieve it. Let's do something else. For the time being, not focus on that particular problem. Just focus on other things that you are actually achieving. Because sometimes if you are unable to do, and the best of the people can't do everything every single time.
And the example, Dr. Saab, I see is that when I tried, I had an intention to put my children into doing hifz of Quran, and I put them both in hifz, and the older one was doing well, and the one younger wasn't doing as well in hifz. So I took him out and I put him into Dars-e-Nizami, the Alim called the scholar course. Alhamdulillah, he's doing excellent in that. So although he could not achieve hifz, but what he's achieving in Dars-e-Nizami, what I feel he's achieving in there is mashallah.
So exactly, I mean, if we go back to what I was saying, is if you are not able or not able to do something effectively, then focus on something else that you've got the abilities. And I think this also happens when it comes to choosing the profession. There are lots of doctors in the Asian community, and obviously when wherever you go in hospitals in the UK and Europe, you will see lots of Asian doctors. And this is because there is some sort of cultural need that you, to have a high status in the society, you need to produce doctors in your family.
It's when you're a young child, the first mindset the parents are like, I want my son to be a doctor.
Nothing else. But they think as if the degree, MBBS degree, is something that is, you know, something extraordinary or amazing. Well, I mean, clearly as a doctor, you can serve the humanity, and it's a great act of reward too. But someone who doesn't want to be a doctor, and then they may be interested in a different field. Let them choose that field.
So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Malaysia, alhamdulillah, we're talking about mindset here. And alhamdulillah, some of the things which we have covered so far was regarding, everyone thinks that the mindset, I can't achieve this. But if you can't achieve this, aim your goal at something else. Like we've been learning, if something is not achievable for you, maybe it might be at that moment it's not achievable, but it could be achieved later on in life. Or you need to maybe set your mindset and goal on something else and try to work hard on something else, and inshallah, you might achieve that. So that's a mindset. We've covered a lot of it as the negative mindset. I want to cover something, how to overcome this negative mindset of the way we are today, or our children are.
As human beings, what our theories of psychology suggest is that in our mind, we have got thoughts running all the time. And these thoughts, they tend to be negative in nature. And from a psychology point of view, we call these automatic negative thoughts. Now they come, they go. We reject them, we do not accept them, but another thought will come negative, we'll reject it, it will go. But there will be certain thoughts that will be coming again and again, and we will try to analyze them in the light of our experience that we've had. And sometimes we say, oh, well, this thought does make sense to me. Yes, it is negative, but on that particular occasion, I couldn't do something. On this particular occasion, I made a mess of something. For example, if I'm sitting on a dastarkhan, I'm bound to spill a jug of water or a jug of, a glass of water or something. And that thought is coming into my mind that you are clumsy. And I would say, yeah, I was clumsy there, I was clumsy there.
Every time he's opened the fridge.
Yeah, I've got two or three things in my hand and I cannot manage them properly. And now this automatic negative thought will actually become part of my belief system. And then I will begin to believe it in myself, and this mindset will develop, yes, I am clumsy. Whereas if I were to actually analyze and reflect positive side of the things, the places where I have not been clumsy, and I would realize that basically most of the time I'm not clumsy, so this thought that is coming, I need to still reject it. So the negative thought that is coming to mind, I need to counterbalance that thought with something that I have done opposite of that, I have achieved. And that is the battle that we have to fight all the time. It's about good deeds and the bad deeds as well. So the answer to the question is, and most of psychology, most of psychiatry, most of mental health problems, one of the root treatment for these is that replacing those negative thoughts, replacing those beliefs that I can't do this, like the fixed mindset we talked about, replacing it yourself with those experiences that you have had positive in your life, those experiences that where you've achieved things. And for children, the parent and the teacher can help them to think about these things and so forth. And
except just one thing here, we talked about how to remove them or to have these, but sometimes other people play a role in this, in the sense that they make you more firm on that negative thing. For example, you said someone's clumsy and he's dropping things, and you get the parents or you get the teacher or whoever is that, or you're always dropping them. So it's baiting into his mind that he's always doing this, and it makes him stronger in the sense that, okay, I'm clumsy. So what sort of advice would you give to the parents or the teachers who sort of make it more firm for that child to think that he's like this?
I mean, as far as these are children, then the parents have got a role to play in terms of protecting their child from this negative experience or negative comments. So if they actually notice that another family member or another of their friend is making negative comments to their child about these things, the parents need to step in to protect their child. If they do not step in, I'm not saying that they step in with a fist and slap and so forth. They need to step in appropriate manner, with good manners, and say to them that I do appreciate my child is capable of this. If you got any problems or you think that the child needs improvement, you can discuss them with me. And together, I can see that you are you may be worried about my child, or you want him to do better, but together we will actually find a way to actually tell things in the right way to our child how to improve. So from a children's point of view, parents have to step in. And they can only step in if they've got a good, trusting relationship, that the child is able to tell them about these things. And to an extent, I have seen, and you will, and the viewers of Madni Channel will agree with me, those children whose parents, when someone has done negative thing to the children, the parents have gone and spoken to that adult, these children actually do much better. Why? Because they know that they are being protected by their parents, they are supported by their parents, and they will be more willing to come and tell these negative experiences. And the parents' responsibility is to be there to safeguard their children from these negative experiences. And if we are an adult and someone is actually making these comments to us, again, the best thing is, don't get disheartened by these seeds, again, these thoughts. You need to be able to have enough positive experiences in your life to focus on those. And then you go and speak to this person, one-to-one. Rather than telling someone else and ending up sort of into backbiting, go and speak to this person. He may not even realize that how his simple words may be having an impact on you. So you can say to them that you said this, it made me feel this way. I know that this may not be your intention, but I'd rather if you actually do it in a different way.
We've talked a lot on the fixed mindset, growth mindset. Okay, you know, obviously this means that to expand the mind, maybe you will explain better. Regarding growth mindset, this is obviously a positive side of mindset. Am I right?
Clearly. I mean, this is what we, in Islamic terminology, we call ulul azm. The one who's got great jazba and the zeal and, you know, the strive and the motivation to do things. And the more you practice something, the more you have failures and you are still obviously making an effort and you succeed, this individual is a very well-balanced individual. They will not just be able to benefit themselves and their children, but they are able to benefit the family and the community as well with their advice and so forth.
What is the first thing of growth mindset? How would you create growth in the mindset?
I think this starts from the childhood. Mm-hmm. And the parents, they need to understand this. And whenever child makes a mistake, whenever child faces a failure, the parents have to be there saying, let's try it again. Mm-hmm. And break it down. And then make sure that the child is able to achieve. Reward them for this achievement. And by doing so, you know, use those conditioning skills by rewarding their small achievements. And even if they fail, don't shout at them. The child has, you ask the child to bring the glass of water. The glass fell from the hands. There's no need to shout. How many times I have actually broken a glass of water? Did I shout at myself? If someone else did, I would say, kya hua, glass hi to tha. It was only a glass of water. We'll get another one. But unfortunately, the child cannot say those things. So it is the parents' upbringing. If the child has had this upbringing from the parents, inshallah, what happens is, like I said, in conditioning, that you don't need to be rewarding the behavior all the time and every time. Eventually, after a few attempts, the behavior will begin to happen automatically without the reward, without the condition, the stimulus and so forth. Similarly, once in the childhood, you develop this growth mindset. Yes, when I say childhood, all the way up to 18 is childhood, according to the law of this country. So up until those years, you need to be teaching this growth mindset. And once they are adult and then they have matured, then they will be able to do it themselves.
Asaf, you talked about teaching them and making their mindset grow. Is there any way a person can make his own mindset increasing or growth in his own mindset? How would that be possible? An individual himself does it.
Once a person becomes an adult, we mention something called genetic influence. they themselves may not have had a good upbringing, or their parents may have been weak in certain areas. But someone in their family, in the grandparents or uncles or aunts, they were strong, meaning that there was some genetic traits or qualities that even though sometimes you had negative experience, but once you are grown up, once you are an adult, that the genes begin to actually have this influence. So if you have had some of these certain good traits in your lineage somewhere, and then you are able to combine that with study, with analyzing others' experiences, and then trying things again, then you can also succeed as well. And the second thing is by acquiring knowledge, because knowledge will lead to change in your behavior as long as you begin to act upon it. And I have found it myself, the beautiful teachings of Islam, especially writings by Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Now obviously we're talking about grown-ups. So the book Minhajul Abidin of Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, I would say the Amir al-Sunnat obviously
mentions this book time to time, and it's been mentioning for such a long time since you've been experiencing on Madani channel more or less.
Believe me or not, you will find it so surprising that all this discussion on thoughts that we had today, negative thoughts, Imam Ghazali, in his book Minhajul Abidin, he mentions the root causes of these thoughts. And once I read it, I was absolutely surprised. And this is something that even the behavior psychology does not have the answer. So we've got a knowledge which is superior in our books. And Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayh, he is talking about even the root causes of these negative thoughts. Behavior psychology stops there. It says automatic negative thoughts. Where do they come from? We don't know. But Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, in his book Minhajul Abidin, he is talking about the root causes of these. I'll leave it up to the interest of the viewers to go and find this. And if we were to read these religious books, there is so much positivity in the religious textbooks. About good deeds, about the rewards. It's the incentive. You know, you read the Holy Quran, you get the incentive to do these things, that there is so much a reward. Allah's pleasure is a big reward. Then you read the books of Hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jannat mein le jane wale a'mal. Now, what is the effect of these positive things? Yes, we talk about reward in terms of sweets, rewards in terms of money, rewards in terms of, you know, gifts and so forth. At the same time, we need to tell our children and ourselves about these rewards in the world hereafter of these actions. And certainly, we need to feel that link with our world hereafter. And I think this is something that I find amazing within the environment of Dawat Islami, that I personally continue to bring changes within myself. I'm not saying I've become perfect, but certainly I have benefited a lot from the environment of Dawat Islami. And those people I have seen, those who are depressed, those who had self-esteem issues, they've joined Madani environment of Dawat Islami, and now they are doing wonders. I mean, I can clearly remember an individual who was so nervous, he did not have confidence to even do the dars. Okay. But in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, Islamic brothers encouraged him, broke it down into small steps, and, you know, initially he tried to give it in himself, and then in front of two people, then in front of three, and then a larger. And today, I see him on Madani channel. Now, it's not me, but it's someone else. Right? So it's someone else. And this is the beauty of Madani environment, Dawat Islami, and also the religious teachings that, you know, if there is a chance of you improving or changing yourself, then the biggest chance is familiarizing yourself with the teachings of Islam and being part of Dawat Islami.
Today's silsila, we learned regarding mindset and another thing which we learned was try to create that positive mindset and the growth mindset. Increase your way of thinking. Even if there's a negative thinking into your mind or the negative thinking in your children's mind, how to overcome these things by giving them positivity. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this is what the environment of Dawat Islam is teaching us. This is what Madani channels try to get to us, a message that how to improve this nature, how to improve this behavior of ourselves, our children. Inshallah, it's a humble request that you continue watching these series. Inshallah, we'll be coming with another series after this, inshallah, azawajal. In regards of behavior issues, how we can improve, inshallah, keep on watching Madani channel. Inshallah, we'll bring you another series very soon, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, grant me anything that is most pleasing to you. Ya Allah, grant me anything that is most